Because if you've actually tailored yourself to stay in that low moment, and that's where you're going to be, and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. But when you change your mindset and you feel like, you know what, I want to get out of here. What can I do? What kind of music should I play? And then you find another music that's actually uplifting. Mm-hmm. And then before you know, you almost start picking. I mean, it might not pick up immediately.
Yeah, but that little hope.
Mm-hmm.
That little
gives you that little hope of.
Yeah.
You want to say something?
I believe in manifestation.
Right.
I manifest a lot. Mm-hmm. And I believe that there's power in the tongue. So when I'm in a bad state, I know it's easy to get drawn to want to listen to music that will make you cry or feel low. Mm-hmm. But I would advise anybody listening to go for music or songs that inspire you and put you in a more stable mental state. Because if you want, I believe that it's the mood you're in, that's what you attract to yourself. So once you start listening to, oh, I'm sad, nothing is going well for me, I believe subconsciously it's registering in your head. But when you're starting, you start listening like this person on the top, I'm not moved by I know who I be. For you to, music is strong, it's word of affirmation.
When we talk, what you talk about lyrics also.
Yes.
The lyrics of the song are very, very important.
Powerful.
It's very powerful.
That's why you see most of our these artists that are trending, Ashake, listen to this songs, prayers, Zeno, prayers,
affirmations, talking about their past experiences
and how affirming has made them grow better. So I would always recommend listening to songs that subconsciously tells you that you're going to be good, you're going to be fine.
It keeps you in that positive mindset.
Yeah, it keeps you positive.
That's really beautiful. I'm loving this episode already, and I hope, I'm sure you guys also are also actually enjoying, and you're knowing our music, because I'm sure we all listen to music, but sometimes we don't know the power that actually comes with music. We don't know actually what you're missing. I've actually met people that say they don't like music, and I was very surprised.
Wow.
Because I'm like, you don't like music? I mean, I don't like movie that much before. I love movie now. But I think that's understandable, because I'm like, I don't want to waste my time staying on a movie for hours. But music, I feel like, everybody's different.
But I'm to say I understand a little bit, there was a time I wasn't feeling so good.
Right.
And I was already a DJ. You listen to loud music almost all the time. And sometimes when I come back, I just want to no noise.
That's different.
That's different.
There's some people saying that they don't like
they
music.
Don't okay,
I
music.
Can't relate.
It's not the same.
I'm sorry, are you a witch? Because to be honest, like some sort of sound, even if like is
like Hong Kong,
it's unheard of.
I think the person is in the dark space.
I
think there's something wrong.
I believe also,
because I've never heard that before in my life.
You know, like, so I'm not into music.
No,
I'm not asking to do music.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying, what kind of music do you like?
Because even if you don't like movies, even if you like movies, in movies there's songs too.
Oh yeah,
you're going to listen to music.
Definitely. Oh wow, this is beautiful. Right, I'm going to ask that. As a DJ, how do you use music to connect and uplift people in your set?
I mean, so many ways. So Handy and I, we've been privileged to play for different kind of crowd, older people, younger people. And one thing I would say we take pride in is knowing our audience. Sometimes you just, it's not when people come in to request songs, you can just feel it. We have the like energy. Great intuition. You and from the way you play, you have a set, and the way you're playing, you can see how people react to it. So there's this kind of songs that you play, I'm like, okay, these people like this one more. And so apart from letting them playing new songs for them to find out, you also play songs that are tailored to what they already reacted positively to. Like you can literally be walked in somewhere and you see somebody in a very down mood, then when you start playing, the person is like just so brightened up.
So does that not challenging, like maybe you've got already have a set of music that you want to play in a particular location, and then you see the crowd and you see their energy, do you have to change all your music, or how do you have to balance that out to make sure they actually get into that groove also?
To be honest, as DJs, one very important trick is to always be able to read your crowd.
Right.
And I mean, Bonnie and I, we get to our events kind of early. So before we step up on stage, Bonnie and I were like gauging the audience, they're reacting to this, that this, the mood is the mood. So when we are going, even if we have a set, it's easy to tailor it to match what the audience require at that point in time.
I mean, that's the professional.
And when Wani and I step on the stage, whether you're sad or you are anything,
because I mean at the end of the day, it's music, and I feel like some, you know, there's places you go, some people like, may I see wasting this DJ, won't play where go move me, but we come and then what differentiates or sets us apart from a lot of DJs is that we come with our own energy. So there's already so much positivity in that circle. So there's, we cannot be playing so much, except you're rich or you're, there's something wrong with you. You cannot see so much positive energy and decide to be down. So even if you're not playing something that you necessarily want to hear at that point in time, you just like, I mean, there's something that music does, especially when it's put out there with so much positive energy. You tap into it and it's beautiful.
And like I said, when I met you guys, first time I was able to listen to your music, it was the energy. The energy, I was like, wow, this is crazy. And the fact that you guys are sinking, you're actually doing, not that one is there, the other one is pushing the other one. No, like the energy, the synchronization was so perfect. I'm like, wow, I need to meet these people. And I'm glad you're actually here. And I'm glad you guys are actually here today. The other question is, do you think certain genre works better for coping with specific emotions?
I feel that that's very personal to the person, because some people might be depressed and what they want to listen to is hip-hop. Some people might be depressed and what they want to listen to is maybe this ballad tone or music, and I feel that's like that's, I said, personal. You find what works for you, but like we said earlier, do not give into that music that's going to make you feel
go down
even more. Listen to uplifting, anything that would definitely uplift you. I mean, go for it, no matter the genre of music. I mean,
we just advise that if you're in a low space, always listen to inspirational music. It's hip hop, it's R&B,
anything that can definitely boost your mood.
That's what
we're, because we all go through, go through mood swing. I mean, sometimes you have a low mood, and the thing is, having a low mood doesn't have to do with anything.
Yes,
you can actually wake up and you just wake up on the wrong side of the bed. That's the word I always use. I'll be like, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed today, and your mood is just low, and then now you need to walk your way to actually tune it to the way you want it to. And sometimes you wake up with a high energy, and you just feel like, oh my god, I've just won $10 million. And that's actually, so it's part of life. It's, it's part of the energy. It's part, it's the chemical that we have in our body that actually reacts and give us those kind of different mood each day. I'm gonna ask one more question before we go on music on the break. And they say, what's one track that always resets your mood as a person? Is it for both of you? Do you have different one, or do you have?
It's a lot,
right?
It's a lot. I can't say one song, but there's this Christian song that I really resonate with, by Sinach. I Know Who I Am.
Oh yes, that's a beautiful,
I think,
song.
It's a very powerful song of affirmation. And even if you're not a Christian, if you're a Christian, I feel you should listen to it. Especially when, you know, a lot of people go through self-doubt. A lot of people doubt themselves.
That's right.
And I feel like that song is so powerful. Just letting you know, you know who you are. It's like just making yourself aware that, as a human being, I'm a powerful person, and I have the power to attract anything positive I want for myself.
That's a good one. Do you want to share anything else?
Yes, there's that. And I mean, I love songs that, like I said, that would literally boost my mood. So it can be any genre. It can be what I'm feeling in that moment. I can feel like listening to maybe a Asake or a Beyonce or anything. At least something that will just like take my mind off what is going on at that point in time. And just, you know,
what
feel good.
Do you have a song?
I'm actually on your side with that, because I have listened to a lot of Christian music also. And I have some song. Most of it are worship song. And when I play them, it just changes everything for me. Because I have a playlist.
Of course, you like music a lot. I love music.
I love music. I have, what can I say? Fun fact.